This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Jets have fired their GM, Joe Douglas.
That's funny. That's not how you say Aaron Rodgers.
And ESPN will break into live coverage and ask, how does it impact the Cowboys?
That's a great question. Yeah, will the... I think what they're going to ask is, will they waive Aaron Rodgers so the Cowboys can pick him up for this stretch run?
Yeah, there's got to be some tie-in. Boy, that Aaron Rodgers thing has not worked out.
And, no?
And it was predictable. Hmm. It was predictable. And I don't feel the least bit bad for them.
I don't either.
No, not our problem.
Should have just let them cook with what they were going with the Saleh. I don't know if Zach Wilson would have developed or not, but
it's pretty funny to know that Zach Wilson had a better record there.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold, I think he had a better record. Like, yep. This Aaron Rodgers thing is flames, man.
Instead,
flames.
You gave away all types of draft capital. You spent all types of money bringing his guys in instead of just building something.
Let me get this right. Aaron Rodgers just fired the guy that went and got all the guys that Aaron Rodgers went and wanted him to go get.
That's right.
Okay. Making sure I got this. 248-539-9797. Open lines, talking a lot of Lions. Also brought up the Western Central game because, surprise, it's tonight. And I guess we know with Maction and everything, it's just always disappointing to see this game fall on a Tuesday night when even those of us that didn't grow up with Western Central being like on our radar necessarily, it got on our radar because it was one of those second-tier awesome sports traditions in our state. 248-539-9797. Charles in Waterford. What's up, Charles?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I got a kind of a cool, kind of a sad story about the Central-Western game. You guys are talking about, like, fan attendance and how many people you guys expect to be there.
Yep.
All right, so I was in the band at Central in, like, 2013 and 14. And we used to play a Black Friday game, which was terrible because everyone on campus would leave. And you would see less than 500 people in the stands. No joke. Well, there was this one Black Friday game where it was, you know, -5 degrees outside and super snowy. So the whole band is there. None of our instruments work, right? And there's zero people in the student section. There are zero students there. Like halfway through the first quarter, three students show up. And at those games, every time there's a timeout or a commercial break or whatever, you got the guys running on the field doing promotions, throwing stuff into the crowd, giving stuff away. Well, these three students won every single promotional giveaway for the entire game. So one kid got free rent for the entire year.
Awesome.
One kid got free B-dubs for the entire year.
Awesome.
And one kid got free tropical smoothie for the entire year.
Awesome.
Once they stopped giving out the promotions to these three kids, they started throwing it to the band. So there's guys in the band that won like a 70-inch TV, you know, pretty much all the t-shirt cannons were going into the band. We're going nuts. None of our instruments work. The saxophone keys are frozen solid. We got spit like icicles on the end of the belt. It's basically useless that we're even there. But everybody is just going nuts because these three students who decided to show up, I mean, the free rent for the year,
that's amazing.
Unreal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The free food works too. Out of curiosity, did the football coach, did he do anything to acknowledge the fact that you guys stuck it out?
Are you kidding me? Do you remember the Enos years?
So Coach Enos did not.
I mean, how many shows did we do on those years, man? That was crazy, right?
Hey, Charles.
I feel like the only signs I saw about the football team around that time was fire Enos.
What did you guys do? If your instruments didn't work, did you just sit there?
I mean, what did me and my friends do? We brought a flask in and drank. But what did the rest of the band do? they were just doing trips back and forth to the bathroom to get their instruments under the heaters to try and warm them up. But it was a complete joke. I mean, we were supposed to play the halftime show, and it was our student section show, where instead of facing the crowd, we turn and face the end zone and face the student section. But there was only three people there. So
it was like a private concert.
I wish there was a video of it, because it was the most pathetic thing ever. But yeah, like I said, it was awesome for those three guys. I mean, they were going nuts.
You don't remember what year it was by chance, do you?
Yeah, I think it had to have been 2013. It was either 2013 or 2014, but I'm pretty sure it was 13.
All right. Do you remember who you were playing?
God, no.
Okay. Sorry.
But it was freezing cold, and it was snowing. Like, if you know,
would it have been Eastern?
I don't know how.
Did you guys beat Eastern 42-10?
It's possible. Yeah. And coincidentally, I think those were the Cooper Rush years with Titus Davis. Rest in peace.
Yeah, it was Cooper Rush. Yeah.
So like the team was probably one of the better teams we've had in the last 20 years.
Let me see if there's anything on YouTube. 2013 CMU EMU game. See if anything
was
pops.
Was that the Black Friday game?
11/29. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Highlights are available on YouTube. Snowing, I see. And this is.
You see the three students?
No, because it's highlights of the game. They have a kind of a wide shot to start the highlight package, but you can see some people. Which end zone was the students in? The right end zone or the left end zone? Or it's just the right end zone, right?
From the home stands, it would have been the right end zone.
Okay, yeah. You could see some. It looks like more than three, but yeah.
I promise you, it was not.
Charles, thanks for the call.
Hey. You know who the running back was for them in 2014? Ran for over 1,100 yards.
Rawls.
Yes.
It was.
Thomas Rawls.
Yeah.
Former Michigan.
Transferred from Michigan. Sweet.
It'd be awesome if they hand out those stat sheets and attendance at three.
Paid attendance?
Right.
Zero.
I mean, yeah, there's a kick return here, and they go to a wide shot of that end zone.
Imagine how amazing it would be if you're one of those three, though.
Oh,
paid for the year?
Score.
Best game ever.
Buffalo Wild Wings and Tropic Smoothie Cafe for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, you'd be
and the band serenaded you.
And there's that.
248-539-9797. Rob, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rob.
Oh, hey guys. I don't know if I'm going to follow up your last caller. That was pretty funny. But I was just wanted to get back on the Lions conversation. You know, I'm in Columbus of all places. Never thought I'd say that. I'm just here for a couple days, but I have a Lions sweatshirt on, and four or five people, I was just at Costco getting my glasses fixed, and everyone's saying, go Lions, go Lions. So I'm like, there's the argument that we're not America's team. I mean, I'm in Columbus, so I don't know.
Wow.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what it is right now. It's not going to last if the Lions go on.
If they sustain it.
But if like the Lions, if we get fortunate enough to get to the Super Bowl and they play a team like the Chiefs, I think the Lions will have plenty of people rooting for them.
Oh, it'll be everyone.
Yep.
Everyone hates the Chiefs right now.
It sure feels like it. It absolutely feels like it.
I'm sick of that guy.
Yeah, well, it feels like the Chiefs are getting all the calls now.
And all that. It's awful.
I don't know if I caught that, but yes, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.